Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
It's time for the Roundtable with Round Daddy.
Hey, Round Daddy.
The Roundtable with Round Daddy.
Me, James Strebel, Big Daddy.
With your host, James Strebel.
Hey, Round Daddy, James Strebel. Gotcha.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
And then when I get there, I'll razz a little kid for asking a question. Ah! I'm a sports writer and my job is very serious. I have a great sense of worth for me. Nobody can do my job but me. I'm a media member. I get to go in the locker room and ask coaches questions. I get free food and free tickets and free parking. And who the hell do you think you are, kid? Coming into my profession asking a damn real question. I'm a media member.
Oh, an all-time classic from Dave Sedanis. And I'm a media member. It's the Roundtable here on ESPN 680 105.7. I'm James Strebel, Max Gobby with me, as well as James Black. It's a 5 o'clock hour, so let me tell you about our good friends, Cox's and Evergreen Liquors. Starting Sunday, April 28th, buy two, get one free, cigars all the way through Derby Day. That's right, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, all the way through Saturday. Any Cox's or Evergreen Liquors, walk in, buy two, get one free. It's their big cigar sale, because you know if you're at the track, you need a cigar or two or three, they'll hook you up. You know, I'm going to be going out there this week myself, grabbing some when that sale starts on Sunday, so don't miss out. Also, they have 27 area locations. They're all over the city. Cox's and or Evergreen Liquors is the place to go. Get that stuff for Derby 150. They had those bourbons, the Woodford. You know what I'm saying? The Four Roses. Or if you want to go with some very old Barton, they got that too. You want a little mixing bourbon? You want some sipping bourbon? They got everything you need. They also have the beers, the wine, all the rest of your mixers, and more. Cox's and Evergreen Liquors. That's Louisville's go-to liquor store. Cox'sLouisville.com. Oh my gosh! That's my guy, Craig! What's up, Craig? Oh, I've known this guy for years.
I'm going to make him say L's up.
Oh, man. Yeah. What's up, Craig?
L's up, man. Get on that Pat Kelsey train, would you?
No, I got the Mark Pope. I'm on the Mark Pope train, Craig. You see this?
What? Is that? Should you be helping him recruit then?
Hey, we just got Lamont Butler. How about that?
No. No. Am I doing it right, Strebel? Am I doing it right?
Yeah, that's exactly how you do it. Yeah, no. No. So what are you doing here, man? What's going on?
I may or may have not been listening to the other side. 93.9 and won a little gas bag contest.
Oh, congratulations. There you go. Congrats.
Yeah.
What's up, Reese? How you doing, buddy? Are you doing all right? Good to see you. I'm a man on the Louisville SWAT. That's right. Throw me an L's up. There you go, Reese. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, let's go. Well, good to see you guys. That's awesome. What'd you win, Craig? What'd you win?
Great flood.
Ooh, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
Really, really good stuff.
Take advantage of that tonight.
Yeah, nice. You and me both, brother. All right, it's good seeing you, Craig. See you, bud. See you. All right, that's my guy. Craig went to my bachelor party.
Wow.
I think, Craig, were you the one that sent the text in about the bachelor party? Was that you?
Oh, yeah, that's me.
I knew it was you. Yeah.
We were in town for the Taylor Swift concert, actually.
That's what we told the local news. Yeah, we told the local news. Like, yeah, we're here for Taylor Swift.
It was wonderful.
That's back before she was huge.
Yeah. She was just fine then.
She's just fine then. Now she's a billionaire.
Yeah.
You're good on the radio, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're very good.
Yeah, have me come in sometime.
I think I should. You should be a co-host one day. Maybe one day when Max is off, maybe I'll bring you in here.
You could dance on the bars like you did at Coyote Ugly in Nashville.
I don't remember that. I don't know what happened. I'd say it's all a blur to me now, Craig. It's all a blur.
I got videos.
He's got blackmail and ransom is what he's got.
We'll hang on to it if you need to.
Okay, exactly. You know, you never know when you might need those again. Well, it's good to see you guys. Take care. See you. Tell the wife and Molly we said hello. See you. Do you have a tournament this weekend?
Yeah, we do. So we're going for the SWAT or Vipers. What are we cheering for, Reese?
SWAT.
Oh, okay. There you go. You got to cheer for your team. I hear your reason. Nothing wrong with that. We'll take care, guys. I'm going to text Wayne here immediately and let him know that you were
perfect.
Here.
See you, James.
All right. See you. Bye, Craig. That's a good, that's awesome. One of my very good friends in life. Yeah, absolutely. Craig Bossmeyer, congratulations on the great flood. There we go. All right. That's an unexpected fun thing today. How about that? All right, so on what day was Jeff in here? Wednesday. On Wednesday, I gave Jeff a weird Wednesday quiz to see kind of where he fell within the realm of believer or whatnot, okay? Because I with a lot of people, I never know.
I just love how he was at your bachelor party, but he's a Louisville fan listening to Mark.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go Cards.
Like I said, we went to high school together. He's younger than I am.
Okay.
So we've known each other for a very long time. And, no, he's a big Cards fan. I mean, every picture he takes, he's always giving the L's up. So, but that doesn't mean anything. He's still my friend. But
Right. I'm still your friend.
Yeah, exactly. You're still my friend. So basically, I gave Jeff this quiz to kind of see where he falls on the paranormal scale. Okay, so here we go. James is going to play this, and we're going to give the same quiz to Max.
Right, this is just so he'll know
exactly what we're walking into, okay?
If
there's anything that you haven't heard of, let me know.
Okay.
Okay, so it's a rating between 0 and 3. 0, you don't believe in it at all. 1, maybe you could talk me into it. 2, that sounds pretty convincing. 3, I believe in it 100%.
Gotcha.
Okay,
yeah.
So.
All right, so you got it?
Yep.
Okay.
Right. So I'll do the ones that I can read. All right, so number 1. Aliens.
All right, aliens.
0 through 4.
0 through 3 aliens, where do you fall?
Is it just the broad term aliens?
Broad term aliens. It's broad term aliens.
1.
Okay. All right, so 1 for aliens. All right, what's next, James?
I can't say this word, so we'll let Streba do it.
Okay. The Anunnaki. All right, Anunnaki.
Do you need help me remember what that is?
Okay, Anunnaki were the ancient Mesopotamian, back when the Sumerian culture. How the Sumerian culture. Okay, they were like the giants, Gilgamesh,
yes,
and they were Anunnaki.
Nephilim.
Yes. They may be Nephilim offspring.
Yes. 3.
3. Okay, so Anunnaki's a 3. Okay. The Nephilim / the Watchers.
3.
3. Okay, so Nephilim, Watchers, 3. Okay.
4. I'm going to say alien abductions. Streba just has abductions.
I it could be any type of abduction.
Like alien abduction or
I'll
any
say
abduction?
Abduction by some type of paranormal being. Because that's why I just said abductions.
Okay. 3.
Okay, so 3 on abductions. Oh, yeah. Let's go.
All right. Question 5. Bigfoot.
Bigfoot is how... Bigfoot as he's portrayed in media or... Like
no. I mean,
are we talking about legit?
We're talking about legit Bigfoot, not Harry and the Hendersons, like legit Bigfoot.
I'm not 100%. 3's 2.
2. Okay. Gotcha. Okay. The Loch Ness Monster. The Loch Ness Monster.
You just like me saying
3
because we've only discovered like 10% of the ocean.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
So
good.
Yes.
Okay. 3. Okay. Wow.
All right, 7. Alternate universes.
Within our realm?
Within our realm.
Within our realm?
Within our realm. Oh, so that's a 0? 0, 1.
1.
Okay, 1. Okay. The Illuminati.
3.
Yeah, I knew that was going to be a 3. All right, Illuminati 3. Okay.
It's Atlantis.
Just Atlantis.
It's the island. In any way you want to, because it could be interpreted. It could be interpreted in many different ways. Okay, but Atlantis, just the lost continent of Atlantis.
2.
Okay. All right.
Streba, well, you'll have to pay attention to this because this is how you tally a score.
Okay. So I'm gonna tally up your score. Okay. So here's the ranges. Okay. 0 to 10, skeptic. 11 to 20, outside observer. 21 to 30, believer. 31 to 40, psychedelic mushroom shaman. Okay, so I'm going to tally your score. You ready?
All right.
So we've got 4, 7, 10, 12, 15, 16, 19, 21. You are a believer. There you go.
I appreciate it.
How
Thank
about
you.
That? Yeah.
So many.
Max is a both, believer. Yeah.
What was Jeff's score?
Kept it.
Jeff was he was in between 11 and 20.
Yeah.
He was outside observer.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah, he was outside
well,
observer.
You know, Strebel was all the way in that last option.
Oh yeah. Oh, you know, I'm a psychedelic mushroom shaman. You better believe that. We'll do the same quiz with Anna on Tuesday.
Right.
We're gonna because I need to find out where she and I need to save this, James. Does, so like any more new guests we have?
Okay, cool.
I can do this.
Does that surprise you? Does my score surprise you?
No, that's kind of how I thought. It I knew how you me. Felt about. Oh, we forgot one. Demons. That's okay.
I listed a whole one.
Well, demons as a three.
Demons a three.
So demons a three.
Yeah. So demons.
James and I were just talking about that.
Yeah, demons a three. So that actually bumps your score up to what were you 20? So you're 24. So you're like high end believer.
High end.
Okay. You're high end believer.
Sleep paralysis. Have you ever experienced that, Max?
I've never experienced it, but
okay.
I heard that part of the show on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So I thought it was common. So I guess it's not.
I think it is. I think it's more common than you think. I think people experience that more than they let.
There's a great story. So
I love good stories.
My great grandfather. Well, this isn't good, but he was a drunk, and
that part's not good.
he'd come home on like Fridays. He'd come home Fridays. He'd be drunk, and he'd try to steal a fish sandwich from my dad when he was a little kid. Like he would go over and try to grab his.
Fish sandwich.
And
damn.
My great grandmother would come over apparently and just swat at him and goes, "You do not take that fish sandwich away from him. Now you go to sleep and sleep that off, you drunk," and you just hear him just mumbling, going off. It's like, and then you hear in the background, he'd be, "I'll be damned if she tells me I can't have a fish sandwich." And then like an hour later, he'd get back up and try to steal the fish sandwich again.
Damn!
And she goes, "I told you to go back to sleep." And he goes, "I couldn't fall asleep." And then she goes, "That's because the devil's after you."
Whoa! Great grandma.
And so
I like
my dad's rebuttal every single time of like someone be like, "Man, I just didn't get any good sleep last night," my dad would always go, "It's because the devil's after you."
I'm going to start using that now. I like that, because the devil's after you. I like that.
The devil's after you.
That's right. You can't sleep because the devil's messing with your mind and trying to get in some intrusive evil thoughts, some evil spirits, some evil dreams. I like that saying, because like, the devil's after
like,
you.
Like literally 3 seconds, as soon as my head hits the pillow, I'm out. I think within the past 7 years, I think the longest it's taken me to go to bed is maybe 10 minutes.
I'm like that the majority of the time. There's been like about once or twice a year, I'll have one of those like nights where I just can't settle down
because the devil's after you.
Because the devil's after me. Maybe the devil's after me. But for the most part, no. I'm relaxed. I'm done. I go right to sleep. And as soon as I get my new sleep machine, it'll take me even less time.
It was funny. You were talking about when you have sleep paralysis, you see like the shadow demon. It's like a shadow of a demon. Like I've saw it when I've had sleep paralysis, but I see it when I'm not paralyzed too. You know, shadow
demon. What demons?
The poltergeist tree moving outside the window.
Right. You just stare at it and tell it Christ is king, and then I'll take care of it.
It takes care of it. Exactly. You invoke the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. You say, and then it'll take care of it. They even say that during alien abductions.
I've been saying please Jesus. So I'll switch it up.
Use Jesus' name. Absolutely, anytime you get a chance to in those situations. They say even during alien abductions, like people will wake up and they'll like be standing around their bed, they'll be like, "In Jesus' name, I pray you go away," and they'll leave, which leads to the whole, and that's why you don't believe in aliens, because you're either like demonic or exactly. Some type of evil entity taking another form.
Exactly.
Which, yeah, exactly. That's great.
Which
stuff.
I think that skews my score a little bit.
It does skew it a little bit, but I still think that you are high end on that.
No, I'm saying I should be higher.
You should be higher because of the aliens.
Yes.
I could bump you higher. I could make an exception. You believe you don't believe in aliens like space aliens.
I don't believe space
but
aliens.
But you believe in entities.
Yes.
And these okay, so I'm going to that's a three for you, right?
Yes, it's a okay. three. But
not alien space.
That's not skewed too much. put it as a two.
Okay.
Put it as a two.
I'll put it
I
as
believe
two.
I, just in the fair of scoring, in the fair scoring, I think I deserve at least a two if it's all being allocated to another spot.
Yeah, I agree with that. 26. Then we'll give you, you went from 24 to 26.
Thank
so
you.
A higher end believer. You're not quite mushroom shaman yet, but you're burgeoning on that. All right, let's read some text. We'll talk about the draft a little bit. Texter, how many coaches does PC have? He named like 95 guys. Again, that PK have. That must, again, must be for Ennis. Texter, why was that fish sandwich still around after an hour?
My dad was a slow eater.
It's like he takes his time. He has to chew and savor his
exactly.
food. Yeah, he likes to savor this food. Texter, man, I bleep around and talk a lot of bleep on this text line, but I love y'all on these damn stations. Makes my day better always, Samson. Well, thank you, Samson. I appreciate
that. That was definitely
that,
for 93.9.
No, that'll be good. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, but no, Samson's cool. He's a Louisville fan.
Thanks,
but
Samson.
I've met Samson. He bought me a beer once. He's a great guy. Let's see.
What's up, Samson?
Texter, the elite guard visiting Kentucky is Elijah Hawkins. He played for Minnesota last year. His name is Stan. Okay, let's see here. Not his name, but his stats: 9.5 points per game, 3.6 rebounds, 7.5 assists, shot 40% from the field, 3-point range 36%. So he's fine. I'm not gonna get too up and over until he commits, and we see what happens. Go from there. All right, Mitch Hannigan exactly. I'll leave Twitter alone for now because Mitch and Andy are on about Lamont Butler, but Mitch Hannigan, you got Chucky Hepburn. Shut up. Texter, he believes in aliens like Trump build the border. No, not that guy.
No,
Texter, I believe in God despite the Jesus story. Am I still get to be saved by praying to God and bypassing Jesus? I'm so confused. Well, they're one and the same. So
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Jesus is the God man. He's fully God, fully man. And he acts as the mediator.
Yes.
And then if you accept Jesus into your heart and you receive your eternal life from that, and then you're gifted with the Holy Spirit as well. So you're able to commune with God through the Holy Spirit. You have Jesus as your mediator, and then it gives you a direct line to God the Father.
There you go. There,
very
very
nice,
good,
Max.
Succinct.
Very nice.
Yeah, very succinct. Very good explanation. Absolutely. Texter, it should worry us that this guy teaches at a Christian school. Why? Why? Because I say Illuminati and Bigfoot. What's wrong with that? Shouldn't be worried at all. All right. Before we take a break, go to the mixtape. Did you watch any of the NFL draft last night?
I did. Yes.
All right. Nice. A record amount of quarterbacks taken. In the first round, 6 quarterbacks.
Yes.
Which means that there are going to be a lot of pissed off fans that are, yeah, they're going to hate their quarterback by midseason. So,
I'm looking at you, Atlanta Falcons.
Man, that was... Okay, so we got to talk about that. Kirk Cousins has got to be like, hold on a second. Wait a minute. You're paying me $180 million to do what exactly? To be a... Like, they're basically paying him $180 million to be a placeholder for Michael Penix Jr.
Yes.
And that good for Kirk Cousins, because he's going to get that money.
He's going to get his money.
He's going to get his money. But that he had to be taken. Kirk Cousins is like just like the nicest guy. I mean, he's corny. He's kind of a goofball. He's got Cole's dad vibes.
Yes.
Like we do. Cole's dad vibes, 100%. Like we do. So I love it. But I was stunned by that. Out of all these quarterbacks, I mean, Drake May went third. I'm not a big Drake May guy. The ones that's the most obviously fascinating one is Caleb Williams, as the Bears take another quarterback first off the board. The last few they've done have not worked out for them. But I don't know, man. Caleb Williams is an interesting prospect. He has all the talent in the world. People worry about his emotions and the way that he displays his emotions and the way that he does wear his emotions on his sleeve. I mean, if he was doing that on the college level, the pro level is just that much more exacerbated as like the pressure cooker
exactly
that the NFL is. So I think the worry isn't his talent. The worry is, can he like keep it together, when things aren't going right for him? And you've probably seen guys like that have talent, but just like mentally, it was just hard for them to take the pressure of big time college football.
Exactly. It's And again, NFL is a completely different game.
Yeah.
It is so much different. That's what
it's cutthroat. Much more cutthroat.
Because not only are you competing against guys for position on the field, you're now competing for your job, your livelihood. And not only are you competing with them, you're also competing with your own coaches. Because at the end of the day, at the college level, it's like, all right, I still got to mentor, train this guy. Mm-hmm. At the NFL level, it's like, you screw up a couple games, like, no. I ain't losing my money. I ain't moving again. You're the one that's going to have to. You're going to have to be the one that finds a new job, not me.
Right.
So it's you've got to have a killer instinct, killer mindset, and you know, God be with the general manager for the Atlanta Falcons, because he was having to do a lot of explaining over that Michael Penix pick. Did you see the video of it? They showed the Atlanta Falcons war room.
Oh, yeah.
And the GM was there trying to explain everything to the owner of why.
Oh,
it was so uncomfortable.
That's cringy.
So uncomfortable.
Oh, man, that's cringy. Because, I mean, yeah, the owner's is like, I'm paying a quarterback this amount of money. What are you doing?
Do you know,
like, what are you doing?
You know the meme of that's up of Trump when he found out that Ruth Bader Ginsburg died, you know.
Yes,
it shows, it goes when the GM for Atlanta, when they found out that they had already got Cousins for $180 million, and you go, wow, I didn't know that. This is the first time you've ever told me.
the first time.
Wow.
Wow. First time you ever. So, that is a great meme. So who do you think the first cat off the board is going to be? I mean, it's pretty much has to be Adrian Phillips, right? I mean, he's talking about him maybe going second round.
Yeah.
You think anyone else is going to jump ahead of him maybe? Because there's not a lot of, I mean, compared to previous years, Max, I was talking yesterday about this with Andy. I mean, last year you had Will Levis. I mean, the year before, I mean, previous years, you had Josh Allen, you've had Lynn Bowden, I mean, you had guys that might go first round or close to it. This year, you know, we're going to have to sit around and wait for somebody. I mean, I guess it's got to be probably Andrew Phillips or maybe Ray Davis. I mean, do you think they're the first two off the board in some order?
I think they are the first two. I don't think any of the linemen, I think the linemen are going to get picked pretty last. This is a very, very heavy lineman draft, and there's a lot of really good offensive linemen.
And we didn't have any Darian Kennard or Luke Fortner on this team.
No.
We didn't have any Darian Kennard or Luke Fortner. So,
I watched the highlights of that Nick Alto that got drafted by San Diego. Dude's just such a phenomenal tackle, especially for being 6'8", 351
big
pounds.
Boy, man.
The way he's able to move at that weight and that size is just – I was watching it with some buddies from church last night, and we were watching the draft over it, actually at Double Dogs.
Oh, nice. Oh, there you go. Diener and Darren Rogers are there all the time. Hell yeah, let's go. Double Dogs.
And the amount of times I was – tearing up watching the offensive linemen that were getting picked and watching their highlight reel. It's just like you everyone's sitting here, no one in this restaurant knows how hard that is to do.
Sure.
To be able to pull that quickly as 351 pounds and be able to attack the gap like that. It's just like, dude, awesome player. And then the player from Alabama, I can't remember his name, but he was a tackle. He does like the Chance Warmack homage, plays with his gut hanging out.
Oh, yeah, I love that. Yeah, rolled
mad
up the shirt.
Respect.
Yeah.
Mad respect for that.
You should have done that. Would Stoops have let you?
Well, no, I mean, I did during practice.
You did during practice, not during games?
Stoops wouldn't let any. You couldn't modify your uniform at all.
If you wear it as it is.
Yes, you have to wear it as is.
All right, there you go.
But during practice, we the offensive line, we always wore our jerseys with our guts out,
tucked up underneath the shoulder pads. Yeah, exactly. You gotta show those defensive linemen, those linebackers, who's the boss out here. Let's go.
Well, all the skill position, they always show off their six packs. It's like, big is beautiful, you know.
Exactly. Like there's a lot of ladies out there that like this body too. It's not all about the six pack and the muscles.
It's a small minority.
But they're out there. I mean, our wives married guys like that. It's all good.
The best the best is when it's like 150, like it's like 120 outside, or just it's hot, and you're in the middle of practice, and you get up to one of those skill guys, you got up to the second level, and you just lean up and you just do the belly drip on them, where you just take your gut and just right. rub against their arm. They get all that sweat on it.
The gut every, sweat.
Every single time. You just say, oh,
why did you do that, Max?
Because I can, you pipsqueak. Get out of here.
All right, let's read some text here before we get out of here for a break. And then the mixtape texter, Falcons owner Arthur Blank, talked at the Super Bowl about how ideally, if they can, they wanted to groom the next franchise QB, and mentioned what the Packers did with Jordan Love as an example. Said he knows it's not easy. New Falcons coach Raheem Morris loves Penix. All right, there we go. Texter, more worried that he's a Kentucky fan teaching at a Christian school. Thank you. Texter, notice the direct correlation between people who believe in religion and people who believe in literally anything. Oh, thank you very much. Yes, anything at all.
I said I didn't believe in aliens.
Yeah, he did say that.
My score was zero on that.
Texter, great response. Love your show, Round Boy LMAO. That was your response, actually. For the awesome. Very good. Texter, what the hell are you talking about, Max? Not sure you all, but I don't think I don't want eternal life. I do, especially if it's in heaven. Absolutely. Yeah. Texter, let's keep it secular, boys. When we want to. We can deviate whenever we want. Texter, if you could have one secret of the world revealed to you, what would it be?
That's a good one.
It's a really good question. I would like to know the ancient technology that actually built all these megalithic sites. That's what I'd want to know. How did they do it? How did the ancient Egyptians, the Aztecs, the Mayans, or the cultures that predated them, the Sumerians, the people that built Stonehenge, Göbekli Tepe, how did they do that?
That's really good.
That's what I'd want to know.
I would want to know what happened to the technology that was stopping us from getting back to the moon.
That's a great one, too. We talked about that with Jeff on Wednesday as well. That's a really good one. Anything for you?
Oh, yeah. It's what was really behind World War One.
Oh, because it's not just the execution of Franz Ferdinand or the assassination, of Franz Ferdinand. There's more to it.
There's more to it.
You're exactly the really some, good one.
I started digging into that, and it's just like you just take the World Wars as kind of just like a face value.
Yeah.
It was just a conquer, which you can for World War II. There's still a little things about World War II, but like World War One, it was just like some of the information is just not complete, and there's some theories out there. It's like, that's pretty intriguing.
You had to share that with me. Because I'd like to dive deeper into that. Because I've always like, it can't just be this one thing.
I read a book about it a couple of months ago on it, and I'll get it to you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. That'd be awesome. Three more. We'll get out of here. Not get out of here, but we'll get to the mixtape. Texter, some chicks dig the six-pack. Luckily for you bums, your chicks like kegs. You're damn right they do. You're damn right they like the keg, baby. Let's go. Texter, Pope is going to have a tough time juggling playing time for 12 to 13 players. None of these Portal guys are signing up to come off the bench. That's a good point.
Very good point.
Let's see here. I'm leaving that alone. Texter, Giants built the pyramids. I only hope. That would be awesome. Texter, what if aliens are our spiritual gods? All right, there we go. All right, good time there, Max. Appreciate it, man. Have a great weekend on the other end. Justin Sofro's mixtape here on the Round Table next.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
I'm a person that people know.
Welcome back to the Roundtable with Round Daddy. Now here's Round Daddy, James Strebel.
All right, it's almost time for the mixtape. James Black is going to... He's going to lead us through the mixtape that Justin Sofro put together for us for the week. So we're going to do that. But after the show, 6 p.m., you'll have Inside Churchill Down. Saturday, Down the Stretch, that's 9 a.m. on 93.9 The Ville, immediately followed by the Victory Formations Sports Show with Jeff Flightsey and James Black, 10 to 11 a.m. on 93.9 The Ville. Then Sunday is the Sunday Morning Hangover, 10 to noon with Nick Kern, Phil Baker, Zach Cantrell, that ends your week on ESPN 680-1057. All right, let's go ahead, James. Hit the sounder. It's the mixtape.
Time now for Justin.
All this from a slice of gabagool.
Sofro.
Mixtape.
Save that for the mixtape.
The mixtape.
Damn it!
And behind the board, it's...
I'm James.
All right, James, what's the first sound of the week? Let's go.
Do either one of you know why there are tweezers sitting here in the studio?
Mark, I have no clue why there's tweezers sitting in this studio. It sounds like a V-show project.
Like it's okay if like you have tweezers in your bag.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you take them out, you go to the restroom, you tweeze whatever you've got to tweeze.
Mm-hmm. Tweeze, but you
got. Who sits here where other people are going to sit and bring out, not just bring out the tweezers, but leave them here.
Yes.
This is what happens when you enter into a workplace with the Valvinos. Okay? The rules of society, for whatever reason, no longer apply.
They don't apply.
And why? Like, why would this be a thing where there are tweezers here? Because, like, I can't. I'm sitting here thinking, have I ever been at this desk talking to Diener or Jeff Lightsey Jr. like I am today and needed a tweezer while I'm chatting with you? Have I ever needed it?
Probably not.
And if I did need it, maybe I had a splinter. Yeah, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to take those tweezers and I'm going to put them back into my bag so that the next person who comes and sits here isn't repulsed by the idea that somebody else's tweezers are sitting here on the desk. This is what we're talking about.
Wow.
All the time. Constantly. Jeez. What's going on in here?
What's happening?
And I know.
I heard your rant last week, too, about James doing all the cutting.
James. Oh, yeah. And all the producers, well, I didn't know I was supposed to do it. Oh, because James is supposed to do everything. James is going to do hold your hand. James is going to wipe your booty up. When Zach goes to the bathroom, did James go in there and wipe his ass?
Oh, no. That's not been a whole thing, James. Oh.
Yesterday, that 15 that was going to Kentucky?
Yep.
Became two courtside seats for the University of Louisville. Let's go, baby.
Let's go.
Let's flip that. I don't know what the donation is on those.
But it's something.
I'm pretty sure the cost of the tickets is about 15 apiece. I don't know.
Okay.
I think it's in that range.
Okay.
I don't know the number, but I have no idea the donation. But I'm sure that's a bigger number.
That's a bigger number.
So there you
I
go.
Love that.
So that might be a
some
45K
seats.
Flip right there.
Cram the van multiplication.
Hey. So now you got to flip 50 grand. That's your job.
Well, I've done. Listen.
Challenge. I am Mr. Freaking NIL. Yeah,
okay.
Like Mr. Baseball, Mr. NIL.
I've never told you this story.
Okay.
But
go
in
ahead.
The early
Get
days
around,
of 502 Circle, you know, I don't know what my number is, but.
$30 a month, you told us.
No, that's what my number is.
Oh, okay.
But Mark Spiegel called me and he's like, hey, I want you to know, like, we can directly attribute like a lot of signups to you, so thank you.
Okay.
But I don't know. He didn't say, well, that accounts for
I stole
whatever.
Out of Kentucky's pocket. You should like that.
I like that better.
Diener, you should be stealing out of Mark Pope's pocket. What are you doing, Diener?
I did think that Satterfield could have eventually figured it out. I'm pumped to have Jeff Brown and the staff. Pumped to win 10 games. Now, the difference is I was one of the only ones during the Satterfield era. Now, everybody else is jumping on board, and they're acting like they've been here the whole time. All right? So, yeah. You know, are there other voices? And Diener went to the Def Leppard concert with Jeff Brown when he was the Purdue coach. So they have, like, they're friends. Yes, so that's fine. But, like, don't act like you've been around the football program where you've been donating to NIL this whole time. Because you have.
Tell him you're still the sheriff. Don't go get it twisted.
Yeah.
You're still Mark Blankenbaker.
He still can't name a damn defensive lineman.
Hey, he's still in coach, Jeff. He's still in coach. He's trying to play catch-up. Still going back. Satterfield, he would have figured it out. No, Mark, it's done. I did a Jenny's Jet earlier of Louisville insiders and who's in first class. And I put Diener.
That's a great idea.
Diener, Lightsey, and Spalding are in first class right now. They're the ones going to everything. Like I said, Ty Spalding was the one that
made. Jody in there.
Well, here's my. I know
don't
that.
Do that. You got to throw Jody in there, you son of a bitch. You're throwing Jody in there.
Jody's in business class.
I don't know what the Vanderpump Rules guy has at quarterback. I don't know if he's any good or not. I don't know if they have it. Vanderpump Rules. I don't know what his name is. Something.
Vandergriff.
Thank you.
That's Brock Vandergriff to you. Your daddy gonna beat that bum Tyler Shuck.
I don't think Penny Boone goes to visit Kentucky, and we've seen what big backs at UK can do. I mean, they've done really well with big backs, and Penny Boone is the baby bus. He's a big back.
The baby bus!
It's one of those things, like, I don't know what comes first, the chicken or the egg mm-hmm. type things. I don't know if the toxicity comes from the NIL or the NIL causes the toxicity. I don't know.
The toxicity of our city, a little System of a Down reference there. The PR campaign that's going on for both of these coaches, Pat Kelsey and Mark Pope.
Oh, what's Pat Kelsey? What's his
y'all
PR?
Y'all act like he's the biggest, baddest dude to ever step foot in y'all's gym.
He's just cool. Like,
He's
cool. Yeah, he's just cool. Like,
what's cool about
yeah,
him?
Yeah, everything. Catching punts behind his back, going to all these
what's
different
things. What's that had to do with basketball?
It has nothing to do with basketball.
What's that had to do about getting Jaden Quaintance?
It has nothing to do, but what it has to do is the revival, Strieble. Think about it. We just went through hell for 2 years.
That won't matter if you don't win basketball games.
But it matters right now.
It matters right now. You're right. It matters right now. But if you don't win basketball games, the revival don't mean a thing. Kenny Payne was Mr. Community and bringing history back. But when he was at his press conference,
that was it.
All you have with Pat Kelsey is a press conference.
No, we have everything else. The fact that he's at baseball games, that he's at football games, that he's at
I tell you that stuff don't matter.
That stuff matters when rebuilding your community. Yeah, it matters. Well, you just went, because here's the thing, you're coming from Cal. Like, you're about to get a real dose of the reality, buddy. Like, this is not.
But what if we're not?
Of Cal. No, you are.
But what if we're not?
That you're getting these BYU guys, let me know.
But what if Mark Pope can coach those BYU
that's
guys?
That's not to say that he can't. What I'm saying is, like you said, you have to recalibrate your thinking.
Oh, I have been. I've been struggling with it, too. You've heard me. You see me on Twitter. I'm struggling with it. Exactly. It's hard. All right, two things here real quick, James. Baylor 7-footer commit has requested his release from his national letter of intent. That's coming down. So we got a little 7-footer from Baylor, maybe following Alvin Brooks. And then Kellen is at the baseball game right now, Louisville baseball game, waiting for his brother to do the anthem buddies. He says, at the game with Wyatt, thinking about starting a We Want Kenny Payne chant. That's my son, James. That's my boy. Keep them coming. I love that. I threw out the first pitch in a baseball game. I didn't get the reaction that Pat Kelsey got. Like he revolutionized baseball first pitches. Like he's the first guy. Oh, my God. No one's ever done it. Like Pat Kelsey is like.
I'll say this. Pat Kelsey's an athlete. I will say that. I mean, to catch a punt behind your back, and he threw a strike.
It was a strike.
Yeah.
A strike. I watch enough baseball. It was a strike. No, he is athletic. I watch enough baseball.
I do have to ask about those glasses, though, Pat. What's the deal with those glasses? What is the? Was that a fashion statement or what?
Yeah,
what was
first,
that?
Ask him, Bob.
First, they help me see. So let's start there. That's what those glasses are about. People that have impaired vision put these things called glasses on. So that's that. Now, the style of them, if you don't like them.
No, I didn't say that.
I love you and everything, Bob. I care more what my wife thinks.
No, I like them.
Her being
attracted
to me is the most important thing. She loves them. So I don't know. When I got them, I whatever the actor is. Is it Reynolds? Something Reynolds?
Ryan Reynolds.
I was looking at glasses.
Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds. I was looking at glasses. Like, okay, what
Burt
should
Reynolds.
I get? And so Lisa said to me, she goes, well, Ryan Reynolds wears kind of glasses that are a little bit out there, and it might be going out on a ledge that maybe a little bit too far. And I said, what the heck? I'll try them. And that's kind of become my thing a little bit.
Thank you, Pat. I'm not going to do the, well, I don't know if he'd have been that good anyway, thing that Matt Bangs was just doing on Twitter. You know why? Because a month ago, he was saying how great it was going to be, and he's bragging that he's going to get J.D. Quaintance for 2 years when John Calipari's on staff. I'm not doing that. That's that's baby crap. That's reversing your opinion, just like some Kentucky fans are doing with, oh, well, Cal didn't have any NIL money, and none of those NBA players are going to donate anyway. Again, that's not what we're saying. Let's be honest here. Let's not be frauds. Let's not talk about this in a different way because we're not getting him. I'm not going to do that. If Louisville lands Jaden Quaintance, that's a great pickup. Is there a chance that he could be Aaron Bradshaw? Sure. Is there a chance that he could be Julius Randle? Yes. Absolutely.
Let's go. Let's go.
Okay.
Baby.
We don't know until he plays, but you want that chance. You want the five-star freshman that's top 10, that's a McDonald's All-American, that played very well in the McDonald's All-American game on your roster. You want talent. You want talent. You want a mix of portal. You want a mix of high school talent. So don't go out there and poo-poo this like it's not a big deal. All Kentucky fans wanted Jaden Quaintance. I still wanted Jaden Quaintance. Do I think that there are good portal guys out there? Absolutely. Do I think that Mark Pope's going to be fine? 100%. But I'm not going to sit here and be a fraud and a hypocrite and play this down like it's not a big deal when for months when he was at Kentucky, it was a big deal. That's baby crap, and I will not be a part of it. Thank you. That's all I had to say. Baby crap, James!
Oh, I hate Jaden Quaintance.
Oh, wow.
They don't budge.
Jeff.
No. Like, they didn't budge for Juwan Howard, who's an alum.
Carolina, we know Will.
Yeah, I mean, you ain't got to go to a real class in Carolina.
Whoa.
When Zach goes to the bathroom, did James go in there and wipe his ass?
Oh, God. There's a kid. He's up already. He finished. He ate the sandwich in two bites. He doesn't want any more. He gets up from the picnic table. And I turn and look, and there's on the wall behind me is a very exotic bird. Beautiful bird. Lots what? Of plumage and color.
Plumage.
And I turn and look, and he is firing boulders at this bird. He's firing them. He's just trying. He's trying to knock the bird. He's trying to kill the bird. Damn. He's trying to hit the bird off the wall. And I turned and yelled, what the f*** are you doing?
Whoa!
Which got most of the attention of the other 8-year-olds in the group.
Wow. I'd say so, Bob.
Long Island, unfortunately, where I'm from, is among the most cacophonous accents. It's awful. Chocolate, water. I'm going to make some, going to get some hot water to make hot chocolate. You want some hot chocolate? I'm exhausted. I'll never forget. I remember this. I wasn't way before we were married. I was very, very still single. I went to get my hair cut at this place on Long Island. I had been away at school in Virginia for, you know, a couple of years now. And so I was home for the summer and I went to get my hair cut. And the girl cutting my hair was beautiful. So, I mean, you can't help it, you know. That's how those places got started, those haircutting places.
Right.
The pretty girls cut your hair. And so you can't help it. I wasn't fantasizing like awful thoughts, but it was very intoxicating to have this beautiful woman cutting my hair,
right,
in such close proximity. And and so your mind starts racing. And then she turned to the woman in the chair next to her and said, oh, I'm exhausted. I was like, and that was the end of that.
Exhausted.
There's always somebody at some school that has an affinity. Like, I remember when I was a transy, there was this woman that you know, this older woman, and she would come to a bunch of the matches and would take a liking to, you know, some of the players.
Whoa!
What are you wearing, Katie?
Whoa.
If the President of the United States can have a hooker, we can have a hooker.
Oh, what?
Does it tell you how to get a succubi to come over asking for a friend? Succubi. Sex-crazed demons who would have their wicked way with their paralyzed, helpless victims. The male demons were referred to as incubi, and the females were known as succubi.
That's a true statement.
You don't know a touch? Just a touch? I actually have money on just a touch. Okay. I have a future bet on just a touch. That's the only one. I have one just a little bet. Touch.
Just a touch.
Spencer. That part of the bedroom's not too bad. It's pretty good, but it could be better.
If we get him, awesome. You know, he's that big guy, that four player that, you know, can really make an impact. I just, you know. I mean,
let's keep it clean.
Four with a U.
All right. Keep it
not
clean,
with
Mark.
An E.
Okay. All right.
Golly.
Put
your head in the gutter. No, he's the four man that can go in there and
it's, geez. Man, what's. You got to do a lot in the recruiting trail these days. I'm not doing that. You can go somewhere else, dude.
Put the feather down.
Yeah, let's go.
He's running around trying to screw everybody's woman.
Whoa, who was that?
He went a sex demon. He went a sex demon.
Who doesn't?
It would have been awesome if you could have hit that. Oh.
It would be like, you'd see the little white thing go, and it wouldn't decrease in size.
What?
Combination of things that you can measure and things that you can't.
What can we measure?
Then there's things that you can't measure. That's just that thing, that it inside them.
Here it is right here, Jeff. Let me enlarge it for you.
I mean, just
he loves. Go ahead.
He loves Woody.
Yeah.
He loves Woody.
He loves Mike Winston. Mike Winston. Not Woody.
I mean, this is a big one.
Thank you, Katie.
I mean, this is a big one.
His was bigger than mine.
What? He finished around big guys.
Dicked. Dicked.
You knew that was coming.
Yeah. I made sure to have good dick.
Whoa, come on now, Nick.
Porn cop on Penn Island.
This woman, she's laying on her back. There's like a demon sitting on her chest. Uh-huh. And there's like a very scary horse looking thing.
It's a painting.
One of the reasons why the demon is on her chest is because there's a feeling.
I'm looking at his tattoos, which is something I didn't think I would utter on AM Sports.
I'm looking at tattoos.
Self-service, and then they had the automatic. And the self-service ones were all occupied.
He's very creative, able to finish, both hands, left hand, right hand.
Jeff?
I got you jacked right now. Is that better? I feel like this is better.
Whoa, Maven.
Anytime I smell those things, chances are I'm getting my piece. I'm getting a little bit as well. So if someone's eating nuts, it might be like, hey, can I get some nuts? Something along those lines.
Dick.
But I can understand it. Like, smelling things and not being able to eat them, I can understand how that could throw you off.
Blow that, Zach!
He would put his pipe in the corner of his mouth. He would always speak to the kids with a pipe in the corner of his mouth.
Was this Popeye the Sailor?
He was amazing. He would choke. He was a big ass guy. He got ever heavier as the career went on, and he would choke up a good 2-3 inches.
It just takes a little bit more time, but he'll be coming soon.
Oh, very good.
God, it's just coming so fast. I almost got a headache from it. But.
We'll take this live on air here. I'll finish this. So let's get some honey here. That's delicious. Oh, man, that's really good.
It is good honey.
Mm. Yeah, I'm definitely buying a jar of this. All right, buddy. All right.
I'll pull out on that.
Oh, whoa.
I got two spots, and now I can just pull right out.
Yeah, pop that in here in a sec.
Down there, because it is a really tight.
You gotta be careful. Yeah, you gotta be careful down there.
You do.
We'll have a strong hold.
So hard to peg, and that's part of what makes it so much fun.
Yeah, tell him, Jack.
I don't understand why she was upset, but she was like, "God, they're putting these things in," and I was like, "Thank God they are."
That sucks. It's just there. You just look at it. You just don't like it.
You're just like, I don't want to sit on it.
Whoa, why don't you want to sit on it, Blank?
That's bad news. You don't want that.
No, because you got to get talked off of that. Sitting on a lot, and there's nothing worse.
Somebody got screwed on it a bunch of times.
Not just once or twice, a bunch of times.
I know you want to tear my butt out. I know you want to crush me.
Is that Fred Calgill? That's Freddie.
I know you want to tear my butt out. I know you want to crush me.
Ooh. Freddie got that.
He sat on it for about a day. He sat on it for about a day.
That's a long time.
Can I please sit?
You and I have had our issues. Not to be mentioned here, but we figured out a way. There was a back door, and it worked. And I think that it speaks to something much bigger.
Much bigger. Much, much bigger. All right, so roundtable here on ESPN 680 1057 inside Churchill Downs is next. How about how many sounds we have left, James? All right, we got a few more sounds here left to go. Let's go ahead and burn through them. Let's go.
Get Coach PK on the backside.
Get Coach PK out in the backside.
He's going to take it all in.
My foot, my toes were on the ground. I was laying flat on my back. My toes were on the ground. My ankle was in the air. My ankles broke that bad.
Some of them are going to bust. Some of them are going to bust.
They're busting.
Busted.
It's always amazing. It is always just an incredible time, and I'm going to try to make the most of it. It's going to be amazing.
Make the most of it. I mean, it's pretty much made.
No, I mean, we're going to milk every last ounce out of it.
What are you milking?
My God.
Sweet cream pie.
You're kidding me. I'm a little disappointed now. I'm not sure if I can come.
No, I think you'll get over that disappointment. I felt like I was at a prom.
Really?
And I didn't last that long.
Oh. Normally you don't have to.
Musk was a name originally given to a substance with a strong odor obtained from the gland of a musk deer. The substance has been used as a popular perfume fixative since ancient times and is one of the most expensive animal products in the world.
So you get, I'm assuming it's an anal gland.
I don't know. Why would you assume that?
Because isn't that where everything sprays from?
No. The deer gland that is thought to resemble a scrotum. You asked. You didn't have to ask.
There it is.
You could have just let it sit
there. So it's a scrotum? You're taking scrotum secretions, and that's the base of... Hey, look.
Hi, Nick Valvano here for my new scent. Dear Scrotum Secretions, you're going to love this. These are gotten fresh every day from the Putnam Park Forest. We go out there, we find the deers, and we just squeeze away.
I have a number of go-to songs, like The Doors. I have a deeper voice. I can do some, like Jim Morrison pretty well. Break on through to the other side. I like doing that one. L.A. Woman's a favorite of mine, Old House Blues. Also, I like Oh What a Night by Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. That's a good one that I do. Those usually are my go-tos. If I get really inebriated, I'll do Break Stuff by Limp Bizkit or Faith by Limp Bizkit. That's when you know old Round Daddy's had a little too many Bush Lights.
That's all true.
My daughter spoke up. She's like, it's number three. We're like, shut up. It's not your turn.
Let's go ahead. Let's see how this sounds. Andy Sweeney with us up in Indianapolis, 107.5. The Fan, the wake-up call, 7 to 10 a.m. on that station as well. Andy, I know you're getting ready for the draft. How you doing?
Oh, that's brutal.
Uh-oh, he had to call back. Oh,
are you there, Sweeney? Hello. There we go. Do I have you, Andy? Oh boy. This is going great. Now, there he is, Andy, there. Hello. Oh, God, it was so bad. Like, I'm not a flat earther. Like, I believe the earth is round. Mm-hmm. I believe that we go to space. This is true. Don't just believe everything these fake news media outlets are feeding you on a daily basis, because none of it's true. It's all controlled by like five companies. That's true, too. I do believe there are things on the moon that indicate some type of ancient alien civilization or race or something like that. And they don't want to show that part of it.
Yeah.
Apparently, the Chinese. Yeah.
It's my word. You can't have it. Nikki, I need you. If you got a dollar in your pocket, listen, you need to buy something from me right now. Or actually, I want you to just agree to buy the first piece of merchandise. So we have a verbal contract for you to make a purchase of something that I am going to sell. Okay.
Okay.
Now,
yep, I'm in.
So we have a verbal contract for you to purchase either my apparel or my sticker or my keychain with this word placed on it.
All right, let's go ahead and wrap things up. Last sound inside Churchill Downs next.
Streeble, do you use Siri? Because that's AI.
No, I don't.
Oh, I love Siri. So.
I don't use Siri.
She does everything.
She does everything. Well, not everything.
Well, yeah. She can find it online.